The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
What's up, everyone? Holy moly, how are you? Yeah. All right. Let's transition out of that. You don't need to listen to that anymore. All right. So welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. All right. So, I'm here by myself. So it's going to be a day, today, tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of blubbering, you know, the little tears, like the waving the hand to dry your mascara, you know, stuff like that. A lot of fun. Can't wait. I'm excited. I get to read the toast. Yes. Go me. So, my daughter Anna and Troy are being married tomorrow. All right. Can't wait. Hope you guys are excited as much as everyone else is. I know my wife is probably freaking out, but, you know, she's has her little, oh, my God, it's freaking me out. But she's fine. She's fine. I know she's fine. The good thing is my wife's parents are here. My in-laws. The coolest in-laws ever. Jorge and Rena are here from Ecuador. Yeah. Let's everyone give a round of applause. That's just me. I can't do it. So that's it's amazing. I'm super excited. I can't wait. Having this moment is going to be probably one of the best on the planet. I can't wait. I mean, I want to thank Steve and Steph for everything too. Who is Troy's parents? They are amazing as well. And Troy's grandmother and grandpa, who are amazing as well. It's going to be a downright blast. I think we're gonna have so much fun. I'm not gonna dance because I have white man's disease, the number one killer of rhythm. But I mean, I will dance with my wife, like maybe a slow dance or something, because I'm super awesome at that. I'm amazing at slow dances. Fast dancing? No. Latin dancing? No. Can't do any of that garbage. That's not my thing. Nor will it ever be my thing. But, you know, it's the way it is, I guess. It's life. But Bill's here. I'm excited. All right. Because sometimes I can't do this by myself. So it's going to be a fun time. So can't wait. Super excited, happy. Bill's going. He's excited.
What to the bathroom?
Yeah, that too.
Well, you know,
you went to the fancy porta potty, right?
Yeah, well, the you know,
the one with the chandelier,
the one that has the AC in it.
Yeah. So I was talking about the wedding tomorrow. Troy and Anna some props and her family and.
They're getting married tomorrow?
They are.
I'm just kidding.
They are? Yeah.
They are?
They are. Holy, I forgot. No, I'm just kidding.
I didn't. I promised you I did not.
No, he didn't. I know he didn't. So I was talking about...
I did forget about the time. I remember, you know, texting you.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, it's this time. Get there quick, because you're going to lose a parking spot.
I know. I'm going to get there kind of early.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to sweat to death in my tux. It's going to be great.
But at the same time, if I end up leaving before other people,
yeah,
exactly. I'll be stuck there.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, not that it's a terrible thing, but just, you know, like...
You'd be like, I got to go.
I'll just plow through them.
Yeah. Monster truck it.
Yeah, exactly.
Monster truck it.
Yeah, just monster truck it. It's good.
I got it, guys. No worries. We'll fix that later.
Yep. Yeah, I got air ride. It's good. That'll buff right out. I know a guy.
It's just cosmetic.
Don't worry.
It's just cosmetic. Don't worry about that guy.
The car is flat. Wheels are to the sides.
Yeah, so I told Troy, I was like, yeah, listen to the show. Hope he is.
Oh, well, if he is, Troy, text me the address. Because I've only been there once.
Yeah, text him the address. That proves he's listening.
That's true.
Well, they said they were going to put it on the speaker because I'm going there later to do the dinner rehearsal.
Yeah. They invited me to go just to, not as a participant, clearly, but to, you know, have dinner with you guys.
All right. Well, then I'm picking up Anna's parents. I'm picking up.
Who are them?
Who are them guys?
Who are them?
I'm picking up.
I don't know who they are.
I'm picking up my wife's parents.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bring them. So if you want to follow me, it's up to you.
Yeah, I could do that.
All right.
When? What time?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, well, that's text okay. Us the time too, because I don't even know.
Yeah.
But. I think we're setting it up. We're going there to set it up. Then we're doing the rehearsal. So,
yeah.
So,
what should I wear? Should I wear my tuxedo shirt?
We should, both of us.
It's the perfect time for it. Come on,
we're both gonna wear our tuxedo shirts. So we're like, well, I'm dressed nice.
It's a black tie affair. There's a black tie there. It's a black.
Mine's orange.
Yeah, I mean the tie part is black.
Yep. Mine's orange.
Mine's baby blue.
Yeah. We should do it. I dressed for this occasion.
Dude, for the life of me, and I've seen this movie a million times, but like, what is Jim Carrey's character's name in it? I know
Lloyd,
Harry.
Lloyd Christmas. Lloyd Christmas.
Okay, so I was rewatching Dexter New Blood.
Yep.
Right? And I was thinking, wow. He has Lloyd Christmas's haircut in that show. But I wasn't thinking that because I forgot his name. But I was like, Jim Carrey's character in Dumb and Dumber, he's got his haircut. It's the bowl cut.
It's going to be funny. You'd be like, I'm going to stab you.
I know, right?
That's kind of stupid.
What's your case say there? Is it Samsonite?
Yeah. Samsonite. I was way off. Slip, slip, slippy, slap, slap, slappy, slippy, slap, slap, Swanson?
Swanson?
Maybe it's on the briefcase.
Samsonite. I was way off. That will never get old.
No.
That's great. I haven't seen it in a while, but I should probably watch it again.
Yeah. They're making a new movie, which...
Another one? With the two of them or no?
No, not Dumb and Dumber. They're remaking a movie, The Blair Witch Project.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
It comes out 9/24/27. I liked the first one, even though the dude was standing in the corner. But anyway, it was fine. I liked the whole found footage stuff. But
yeah, the found footage stuff was pretty good.
The second one was okay because you had to find all the cool things in it, which I found most of them. But then they made the new one, which I didn't care for. So if they screw this one up, I'm done.
Yeah, if it's a remake, then it should be based on the first. Like, this should be the same as the first one was.
Yeah, but it should be a found footage.
But now, so we have better technology, so there could be more to it. Could be creepier. You know, then there wasn't as much technology, and they had a low budget, and it was done on camcorders.
True. True.
So we could have a better optic view of what's going on. Plus, there could be some things that might, you know, better jump scares.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because the found footage was great, but it was so shaky.
Yeah, you're like...
That I was like... No, I don't. I'm just kidding. But it was just so shaky that it was very hard to concentrate on.
It's the thing. I can deal with that, and I don't know how. Everyone's like, how can you watch this when he's doing nothing?
As long as you don't look anywhere else.
Yeah.
Like, you just look at the footage. And you just watch.
Just stare straight ahead, even if it's
just
moving.
Yeah, just watch. Don't look away. It's like if you're watching a fire dance, you know, in a fire pit.
Yeah.
As soon as you look away, that one little little dancey thing it was doing is not doing it anymore. There's some other dancey thing going on. You're like, I don't want to watch this.
Oh, man. I'm, ready for tomorrow. I'm ready.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was even saying that, get ready for all the blubbering that's going to happen. Everyone's going to be waving their mascara so it stays dry.
Yeah, probably me too.
I don't want my makeup to run.
Yeah, I don't. We should get the kind that doesn't, you know, that's waterproof.
Yeah, we should. Get some lip gloss.
The lip plumper. say lip plumper.
Lip plumper.
Like five times fast, though.
I can't.
Yeah, because you'll say limp plumper.
Yeah, limp plumper.
Limp plumper.
What if you could rub that on your limp?
Yeah.
I feel better.
I got chapstick for my limps.
Imagine you could just say peas. I got chapstick for my limps.
No, but it wouldn't be the first time that I've ever said it like that either, because it just kind of comes out.
Well, it'd be hilarious.
You know, it would be really funny if you say that and you just keep talking like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
You just keep talking. I got chapstick for my limps, and the chapstick was like, you know, 99 cents at.
You see a girl doing it going, can I borrow your limp gloss? Yeah, I just need to borrow your limp gloss. They'd be like, just staring at
it. Yeah.
Like, what? Just
give it to me. Your limp gloss, you know.
The stuff you put on your limps.
Lipstick.
The stuff you put on your limps. Give me.
The stuff you put on your limps.
Oh, my limps feel so good right now. It's going to be a lot of girls at the wedding wearing limp gloss. And limp stick.
Oh, man.
Don't say that fast.
No, don't.
We've already been through that. Anyway.
Yeah, don't do that. Lipstick. Yes.
I said it pretty good, though.
Yep.
All right.
Limps.
Limp stick.
It's like deodorant stick, but you know, limp stick.
Limp stick, yeah.
But like,
oh, man.
Yeah, so, you know, I saw this on a radio show.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so how come we can't do that? And it was things you can say here but not there.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, you know, we should do that because that's funny.
We should, but what is it?
Things you can say at a turkey dinner.
Oh yeah,
but not in the.
We
bed.
Should do things you can say. You can say at a wedding.
Things you can say at a wedding, but not in the bedroom. Or no, things you can say in the bedroom, but not at a wedding.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a beautiful ring.
That white dress doesn't go with you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't
That's
know.
A tough one.
Yeah.
Hmm. There's probably people saying stuff right now like, this, that, see that, no, see this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we did.
Things not to say at a funeral.
Things you can say in one, you know, in the bedroom, but things you can't say.
At a funeral. I'm just kidding.
At the proctologist.
You going to buy me dinner first? Can you stop breathing on my neck?
You're gonna put what where?
Rubber glove again?
But I think the turkey dinner one would be the funniest.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be funny, which you can say.
It was like, or on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, there you go.
Because you gotta prepare all the foods and cook and do all that. So what are the things that you can say in the bedroom but you can't say?
Pasta jelly.
KY. Hey, you just gotta stuff it in there. Just stuff it. And then once you stuff it, we gotta cook it.
Stop being a baby. You gotta use a spoon to get it out.
Oh, I think I'm gonna have seconds.
It's turkey. Forget it. I can't say that. It's awful moist. Oh, yeah, everyone's favorite word, moist.
I know. What is it with that? I mean, like, there are folks that, like, cringe when they hear it.
Yeah, it's a pet peeve. I don't get it.
I don't know.
I read it. I was like, moist is a pet peeve.
I don't know.
Moist.
I have, you know, I know people that it triggers. Like, why?
You just walk up to him like, hey, you want to know something? What? This cake is moist.
Like, I'm going to butter those buns.
Whoa, look at those rolls.
Yeah, yummy. But I only think it's like things you can say in both places.
Yeah.
Would be more for turkey dinner.
Yeah.
But we did what not to say all the time.
Yep.
We did what not to say at like
at the proctologist.
Yeah, we did that.
What not to say at
school.
At a funeral.
What not to say at school. What not to say at a funeral. What not to say at a wedding.
Yeah, we did. We did it all the time.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those were good. Those were funny.
Yeah, at a wedding, you're marrying her. What?
Am I in the right place?
Oh, this isn't the funeral?
Do you know the groom or the bride? Neither. Well, why are you here? The food.
He's handsome.
Who's that guy right there? He's a looker. That's the groom.
He looks good in his slacks.
He's a tall drink of water.
He's a nice one. Good for you.
Yay! Good job for you.
Okay, you guys can kiss now.
Hey! And not you. But yeah, like, I think when we talked about the proctologist, I think that was the funniest one.
Oh, man, we died.
What not to say.
We died, yeah, what not to say.
As a proctologist.
Yeah, what not to say as a proctologist.
This will only take a minute.
I'm going to use two gloves.
Just bend over.
Yeah, put your pants by mine.
Oh, man.
Oh, we're not swearing.
Nope. No, not at all. Put your pants over there. Just hang up your coat next to my coat and put your pants over there on the table next to mine.
Bend over and smell the scented candles. Oh, man. Yeah, we had a... What was the other ones we did?
I don't remember. It's been a long time. And I got rid of the account, so I don't know if I can get the shows. I know I downloaded some, but...
I know there's some...
Most of them I downloaded.
There's some on YouTube, but they didn't put a lot of them on YouTube because they were, like, way too offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're calm compared to
what sometimes.
Podcast was.
Sometimes.
No, I mean, we're more conscientious.
Yeah, we're sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, but, no, even then.
Yeah.
Even when we have, you know, some slight, you know, sometimes there's a word or two that gets stuck in there, but, like, we acknowledge it and we're like, oops.
Yeah, we go, you know, whoopsies.
On the podcast, though, we said anything we wanted, anytime we wanted, and it was pretty offensive.
See, I wonder if you could record a podcast here and just have it given to us, like put it on a stick and then just kind of send it to a...
Why don't we just do a podcast?
No, I was just wondering. I didn't know if we could just record one here and then just put it on a...
You know, there are cameras like that are specific for that. Like, so if we were in a room, we were in a studio, which I had planned on making, you know, it'd be like you set up the cameras and it'd be just like you're sitting in a studio.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if I'd get these foam walls, though.
You might need it.
Maybe.
Because it blocks out all
the
sound.
Echo.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, though. In my house, I would need it. Yeah. Yeah. All you would hear are the dogs.
My podcast room was like walking into an airplane. It was. It was like, hey, I... It was weird.
Echo, echo, echo.
And just everything disappeared. Like all the noise. I was like, shut the door. I was like,
quiet room.
Yeah, basically.
This is my quiet room. This is my panic room. Do not go in here. Yeah,
stay out.
When the light is on, stay out.
Yep, stay out of here.
You just like wire up a little light on the outside.
Yeah, a little red light. Or you can get the on-air thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, turn it right on. And yeah. Let's do the show, guys.
I think I'd rather just get the light on the outside of the door. Just pull it. Just be like, okay, we're going in.
Yeah.
Little red light.
I mean, you could do it, put it out on the outside, but have the switch on the inside. So when you go in, just click it on and shut the door.
Yep, yep.
It'd be a cool idea.
In any case, I have been, you know, I do want to revamp or reanimate the podcast and do it again.
Yeah, I had a blast.
Obviously, we wouldn't be able to do it three times a week for 3 hours at a time, but
no, we can't do that.
You know,
we're older.
But also, like, we'd have to find a better platform.
Yeah.
For it.
Well, I mean, because, I found that one that I sent to you. I think they seem pretty good.
The radio one, right?
Yeah, they seemed pretty good. And I
but that's radio, not podcast, and it's paid, so it's like serious.
Yeah. So no.
Serious
radio.
So
you can like swear Saturday. On there. I asked questions, and they were like, "Yeah, you can do whatever you want on here." I was like, "That's scary." Anyway, yeah. What do you mean, whatever you want?
Are you sure it's not one of those places that, like, in the middle of everything, like, it's going to stop and just do an ad?
Nope. It doesn't do
right
that.
In the middle of it?
Doesn't do it.
And you're like...
Yeah, you're sitting there like, welcome to Chuck and Bill. Thank you for listening.
yeah, or it's like some commercial for a product. And it's like, all right, I'm watching reels, okay? And if I find a video that I like and I'm watching the whole thing... Right in the middle of it is an ad.
Oh, I hate that.
Like, why do you do that? Right in the middle of it. And so, you know, I end up going past the video. I don't even watch the rest of it.
Yeah, I just go.
You know, and I don't know if anyone else does that, but, like, once you put an ad in the middle of my video, like, I've lost.
Interest.
I just.
Complete other interest.
I can't pay attention. Like, my attention span is like a 2-year-old. I don't even remember what we were watching.
Like, my toy. Oh.
Yeah, like for real. Like, ooh, squirrel.
Yeah.
And then I have no idea. Like, you know how squirrels, like, bury their food and then they forget where they buried it and then they find it, like, months later? That's me.
While they're slowly dying.
I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I can't find my dog finds the food.
There was a squirrel when I was working yesterday. He was standing all the way up like this, right? Mm-hmm. And there was another squirrel that had a nut in his mouth and he's running. And I was riding up the hill and I started talking for the squirrel. I was like, yo, man, why are you taking my nuts, bro? Yo, hey. Like, I was yelling.
Yeah.
And people are looking at me, and I didn't know there was people sitting by the mansion. And I was like, just going to keep going now.
I would have loved it.
It was funny.
I'm not uppity.
It was so funny.
It's okay to laugh at something that's funny.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
To, like, laugh at people that are mental and haven't taken their medication.
Yeah, right? I mean, you can, as long as it's Chuck.
Yeah, it's me. Don't worry about it. Just giggle.
Just giggle. That's just the whole giggle. Point. Just laugh.
Just giggle.
Laugh it off.
Just giggle. Not cagle. Giggle.
Giggle. Giggle, giggle.
Giggle, giggle.
Yeah. I don't know. Some of the times that we do something really funny in front of some people and they just stare blank faced and, like, have this look like, what?
And you just look at each other and go, they're stupid. They don't understand.
You just look at each other and they're like, you're like, why is it so? What is it that is not funny?
What happened?
Some people find things that are funny, like farts, for example. They find it disgusting. Like, ew. It's a natural bodily function. Like, it happens.
I find people gagging hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, it is. Unless it's you.
Yeah. You're like, ha, ha, ha. You're like, you're not funny.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
You know, it's like when you hit your funny bone. It's not funny.
I laugh. I don't know why.
Well, I think I laugh too, but it's like everybody always does the same thing. You hit your elbow on something, you hit that nerve, and you're like, yeah. Oh man. And everybody always rubs it.
And then everyone's like, yeah, I don't know what
they're. And they always look at it.
Maybe it tickles.
It's not funny.
No.
It's like when you trip on a crack in the sidewalk and you look back at it like you didn't know it was there. And you're like, oh, and you knew it was there. You saw it, you just didn't pick your foot up in time.
I tripped in the gym the other day.
Oh, was the floor? Nothing. Yeah, the floor was probably, like, good and waxed, and your shoes were, like, sticky.
And I just went like that.
Like, if you have new shoes.
I turned and looked, and I was like, stupid.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And the guy that works there, he's like, what are you looking at? I was like, I don't know. Like that, he's like... He goes, everybody does that. Why does everybody do that? I was like, I don't
know. It was the lines we painted, the paint lines. That's what, did the paint lines trip me, sir? Check the paint lines. Can somebody fix the paint lines?
Fix. There's a crack. Maybe. No, it's just the lines. Fix the lines. I think they're raised too high. Please.
Anna says, we are listening. Love you guys.
Ah. What happened?
Hi, Anna and Troy. I don't know.
My camera
is taking pictures.
Jigamadoo just went out for no reason.
Uh-oh. What do you mean, your camera?
You know, this thing? The box I use to adjust the cameras?
Oh.
It went out.
I don't know.
Oh, there you go. It's back. Yeah. I can fix myself.
It was just rebooting.
It was a booting. It was a boot scooting.
Boot.
So, what did we talk about last? Oh, bumps.
Bumps?
Remember when I sent the picture of Bumps?
Oh, yeah.
The dog?
Yeah. That was funny. Should post them on Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on Facebook.
We should do that.
That way people can get an idea of who
Chantel is
and who Bumps is. Bumps.
Speaking of,
come here, Bumpy.
Speaking of Chantel, how come you haven't done the weather, Chantel? Oh, my God. I totally forgot. It's 72 degrees Fahrenheit. And the wind is 5. And the humidity is 48%. And it's supposed to be high 75, low 56. Thank you, Chantel. You're welcome. My name's Chantel. Yeah. Anyway, appreciate that.
Oh,
you guys,
man,
are cool. Yeah, you okay? We get it. Stop
the
talking.
The humidity. Is like 78%.
The humidity. It's 5.
Woof. What's up?
And Saturday is supposed to be... Oh, Chantel, stop. Anyway.
Saturday is supposed to be hot, right?
79.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not terrible.
No, because I'm going to be in a tux. I'm going to sweat like a fat guy in a candy store.
I'm probably not going to wear the jacket. I'm probably going to wear just the vest with the tie and the shirt.
Okay.
Because it'll be way too hot.
We're going to be in the tent. It's going to be open, so you should be all right.
Yeah, but with people inside it, it warms up.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of mouth breathers.
Yeah.
That's what I say when windows fog up. Like, you guys breathe way too much in here. Stop breathing.
Yeah, I mean, it'll cool down in the evening anyway, so
yeah,
it's not gonna
be
terrible.
Gonna be dancing.
I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do that, but we'll see.
I've been told I have to.
You have to.
And I'm sure Anna's probably going, you are.
She probably is.
I can hear you.
But listen, some parts of me just don't move like they used to.
Yeah, I it's like hip issues and shoulders are broken.
I used to love to dance. I'd have to get a couple of shots or in me and, you know, had the liquid courage to do it. But, like, as soon as I had a drink or two,
yeah,
like, I would love to dance. I once danced with a complete stranger at a club once.
You're like, come here! And she's like, what the?
No, yeah. I just walked up to her, and we just danced all night, actually. All night. Nice. And never exchanged names, numbers, nothing. We just danced. And then even after, like, we would break, or I would walk away, or she would walk away, or whatever. You know, we would take a break. Even after taking a break, we'd just find each other and dance in the middle of the dance floor again. Just dance all night and never spoke a word. I thought that was, like, so... I don't know what the word is for that, like, a descriptive word for that. But it was, like, mystery.
Mystery woman.
And it wasn't anything but dancing. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like a crazy attraction or anything. It was just this person really jived well with my dance, and I jived well with her dance, and that's what we did. We just danced all night, but never spoke a word.
So I'm going to see if we can get pictures put on this, on the, like, when we, like, click on the little button thingy, we can pop pictures up so people can see it on PCTV.
Oh.
But we have to do it 24 hours before. So, now that we have pictures of Bumps and Chantel, I'm going to be like, so if you guys don't know what Chantel looks like, I'm going to click, and they're like, this is what she looks like. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Now they'll have, like, an image in their mind as well to put with the voice.
Exactly.
A face with the voice.
I'm like,
and then Bumps, of course. I mean, everybody already pictured what Bumps looked like. Bumpy.
Bumpy poo.
Bumpy. Bumpy, where are you? I know, right? I mean, the dog.
It's this nasty breed.
I know. It's a dog that snores.
Yeah. It doesn't even snore. Not even sleeping.
Yep. Poor pugs.
Poor Bumpy Poo.
I know. Poor Bumpy.
Bumpy Poo.
He's still cute. I'm like, scary. Oh, you do, Beavis.
I like his underlip.
Yeah, his underbite.
You look good, Beavis.
That's probably what he would say. Yeah, right? Oh, man. See, that's what I love about dogs. Like, they don't care.
No, they don't.
They don't care. They just be they're themselves. And I'm like, there are people that are like that, too. They don't care. They're themselves. Exactly. Like, Bumpy would be just, you know, he's got an underbite. So what? He's drooling. So what? You know, he's choking on his own spit. So what? He doesn't even care. He just goes on with life. And he just waddles away.
We have those now.
All you hear is his, like, his little nails, like, waddling away from you. Like, he doesn't even care.
Oops, whoa, I was way away from that. Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Hey!
All right, welcome back.
Welcome back.
I mean, if you want to be.
Yeah, if you want to, you guys can just leave if you want. It's okay.
Like, we can't. We're driving.
Yeah, like, oh, man, I'm stuck in a car with you.
I can't even, don't take your, does your vehicle, like, well, not, actually, you're driving my truck, so yeah, it probably does sometimes. It will have a little message on the dash that'll say, don't take your eyes off the road, drive responsibly.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Okay.
Stop drinking
just,
and driving.
Just randomly.
Yeah.
It'll have this message pop up, and I'm like, what?
I remember the one we rented a car when we went to the Rhode Island, me and my wife, for my birthday.
Yeah.
And the car kept saying, take a break. And it kept showing coffee in the steam. And I was like, I already have my coffee.
Yeah.
I only been driving for an hour. What? No.
It's like trying to brainwash you.
Yeah, it's like, you need to take a break. Like, it's listen to, like, subliminal messages.
Yeah, right? You're getting, like, hypnotized as you're driving.
Yeah, take a break.
Could you imagine, like, a car just hypnotizing you and then you, making you drive someplace that you have no... And then bringing you back to where you were so you have no idea
it's
what you
be,
did in that amount of time?
It's going to be Teslas in a few years.
Yeah.
You're gonna it's like, just this it's is... Good.
Yeah, you're going to be completely brainwashed.
That'd be a great movie to make about
Teslas. Well, I mean, honestly, I mean... A lot of that's already going on, but I mean, I'm talking about like making you go someplace that you have no idea that you've been there or that you went there, and then all you know, there's like 1,200 miles extra on your odometer. You're like, where the heck did I go that was 1,200 miles away, and how am I still alive?
And how have I been in a coma for 13 hours?
Yeah, how did I get here?
Yeah, what is going on, and why am I in the place in Creepshow where that thing ate people in the lake?
Oh, yeah. It was a Creepshow?
Yeah, Creepshow 2.
The second one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll never forget that one.
Nope.
That one's like one of my favorites, where they're on the dock, and then they swim out, and then there's this like blanket of goo.
Yeah.
It's black. It looks like tar.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it just eats them.
Yeah.
But it, like, it doesn't just eat them.
Yeah.
It, like... takes the it's gross.
Yeah.
It's like disgusting. And then I think the newer creep shows aren't even as bad as that.
No, the newer then they have a new creep show, but it's like a series.
Yeah, I watched it.
Not that good.
Well, I liked it because
I think
one of my favorites was the guy that had the suitcase and it had a gin in it.
Oh yeah.
And he was spitting out gold coins.
Yeah.
And he was like, every time he got hurt, he would spit out gold coins, so they just beat the crap out of him all the time.
Yeah, they're like,
But it comes with consequences, because it is a djinn.
Yep.
Which is a type of, I don't know how you would, maybe a type of...
like a wishmaster.
Yeah, like a wishmaster almost, but you're not wishing.
Yeah.
You know, I think most djinns are wishmasters. Like, usually you make wishes.
Yeah.
But this is more of a, like, you don't make wishes. You just do these things.
I thought it was good. That was a good one.
It is good. That one is actually teaches you a lesson.
Yep.
Not you to be greedy.
Yeah, can't beat people up for coins.
Mm-hmm.
Because it ain't going to get you anywhere. There's no penny candy stores. Anyway. No,
and at first, the kid wanted to help him.
Yeah.
He wanted to get him out of there. And, I mean, I wonder what would have happened if he did.
Maybe you would have turned on him.
I don't know, because it never really gave you the clue, really, of what would happen if someone actually helped him, because he'd been doing that for thousands of years.
Mm.
No one's ever helped him. I'd help him. I would.
Yeah. Then he'd turn you into a gold coin.
Yeah, probably.
You'd have a picture on the coin, like...
Then I would be forever, like...
Spent.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not that I'm not now.
We're all spent.
I would be priceless.
You'd be priceless.
I am priceless, okay?
My new name is Goldie.
Goldie Hawk.
Goldie Hawk.
Goldie Hawk.
Golden Goldie Hawk.
We haven't come up with a real good character in a long time.
No, we need one.
Chantel is our famous one.
Yeah, she's the best.
She is the best.
I wonder what... I can't remember that one, the one that called in, the lady with the guy. Remember that time where she was like, "Hi, Billy."
Oh, yeah. I don't think she gave her name, but it was John was the guy that called.
Yeah,
he was
can't
like,
remember her name.
He was like, I just wanted to call in and tell you guys that we love you guys.
We listen to you guys all the time. You guys are amazing.
You guys are amazing.
You guys, are you talking to Billy? Are you talking to Billy? No.
In the background. Yeah, she's like...
Yeah.
Are you talking to Billy?
No. I'm talking to Chuck and Billy. Hi, Billy. How are you?
Just wanted to say I love you so much.
I love your shorts.
I love you so much.
Your kneecaps.
Nice. And I love you.
I want to marry you.
And your kneecaps.
What are
something.
You talking about? Stop talking like that.
Yeah, that's right. She did. I think she did say that.
Yep.
I want to marry you.
What? He was like, what?
Yeah, I know. He was like, what? Anyway.
Like he was on way too much. What?
Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, he was like, what?
What?
I could see him having like really long curly hair and yeah. round glasses. Like
the big, huge Adam's apple.
Yeah, yeah, really tall.
Long neck.
Yeah, yeah. What? And I remember his name was John.
Yeah, and then every time he moves, he goes, whoa.
Yeah, right.
Looks like those games you play with the hammer and the thing goes up and comes down.
Yeah.
What?
What do you mean?
My uncle has one of those. He has one of those big Adam's apples.
He scared me.
It just like goes up and down when he talks, and I can't help but to watch it.
I know you're like,
like
my uncle George used to have that. It drove me nuts because every time he was talking, he was like, "Hey, what are you doing over here?"
It was like,
I was like.
Like, you were like, your eyes are bouncing.
You're like, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? You're Adam's apple.
Yeah, you need to put a neck thing on her. Put a sweater.
Put that away.
Put on a turtleneck. I don't want to look at that thing. God, scary.
Oh man.
Well, he was scary. He was vicious. Like that is not a dude you wanted to mess with. That's all I can tell you.
I believe it.
As much karate and as much black belts as he had, I would not.
But he had a deep voice, because usually that's why. It's just like, because as you're growing up, your vocal cords thicken, it's pushing out that. Everybody has an Adam's apple.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. The guys, when your voice, you know, your throat, whatever, it thickens, your vocal cords thicken, pushes it out. So as you get a deeper, deeper voice, it just gets
a little bit further.
Yeah. It depends. If I'm like my upside down, like my head's hanging off of something, yeah, it's there.
Yeah.
It's depends.
There it is.
I think it's just because I'm not skinny.
I remember I was in elementary school. I think I was like maybe fourth grade. And I was sitting there with my chin on my book, right?
Yeah.
I was just kind of like tapping my fingers. And I hit my book by accident. I smashed my Adam's apple right on the table.
And you're
and
like,
and I was trying to not let anyone see me like dying.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, just sitting there turning red. And my teacher goes, "Chuck, are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah."
I thought that was it. I was done. I'm just gonna die right here.
Yep, I'm good. Yep, I'm good. Hey, somebody wake Chuck up. The class is over. Doesn't wake up.
Chuck, why are you making a stupid stare?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
I think that was a day that I can't remember his name. I think his name was, doesn't matter. He won't say his name on the air. He was sitting there in front of me, and I'm sitting there like rubbing my neck, and then all of a sudden he goes, and it covers the entire table.
Oh, man.
He was in front of me, though. And I was like,
ooh.
But I was in pain. That wasn't bothering me.
So you were embarrassed because of what happened. I bet you he was three times as embarrassed about that.
He laughed. Oops. He was like, like that, and he was like, I was like, it was everywhere.
I bet you he laughs at very inappropriate times now, now.
Yeah, he probably
Something scary.
That's funny. I didn't know there was a dead body in the corner.
So something really sad.
Yeah.
like inappropriate times.
She left you.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's
dude.
Happened to me before.
That's happened to me before.
I giggled.
It's okay. he has like that one, the same thing Joker has.
Yeah.
You know, where you laugh for no reason. You just laugh.
It's like a little snort at the end.
Yeah. Hey, I have not ever not snorted at the end. Like, if you're laughing really hard and you're trying to gulp in air, it's going to happen.
Dude, oh my God.
I think it's great.
I was at work, right? And I was driving a client down to do what she had to do. And she...
Really?
I was making her laugh.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, she was like... she was like...
the like best.
Her facial expression was like, oh my God.
That's
like
never that. Just because it's never happened to her before.
And I stopped and I turned and I was like that. She was like, so I'm so sorry. I was like, who cares? Like that. She was like, that didn't bother you? I was like, no. She goes, oh, okay.
that's the whole point. Like, that is like, okay. If I'm going to make somebody laugh,
yeah,
I want to make sure they snort.
Oh, she snorted. It was great.
Okay. Like, if you're going to just spend some time with somebody to make them laugh, like, making them snort is the end game.
Yeah.
Like, it's the goal.
Yeah.
Like, because people don't. You know, they hold it back. They hold it back. And that's the thing. When you don't hold back and something's really funny, you're going to laugh how you're going to laugh.
Oh, dude, it was hilarious.
Have you ever seen those videos of the people that have funny laughs?
Oh, those are the best.
Yeah, and they're... yeah. Yeah. And the more they laugh, the worse it gets. I'm like...
Or the ones that sound like they're starting a car.
Yeah.
Like, dude. I am glad I wasn't born with that.
I know.
I would literally hate life.
I would never laugh.
No, I'd be like...
yeah, there were...
You'd have to hide it.
But those are funny.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
They're so funny. Like, I would definitely use that as material.
Yeah.
I would use my own laugh as material if it was like that.
Oh, it would be great. But
I know. I have laughed. I have laughed to the point where I'm like... trying to guzzle air.
Yeah, I've done that with my wife.
And that happens. It's like, it's not like frequent or anything, but like if it gets to that point and I'm like, oh my God, you know?
That's
like
what I've done.
My belly's hurting, my face is numb because, you know, you're smiling, so your cheeks kind of hurt a little bit. Like so you're pushing on them like this.
That's what we did last week. We were dying. We had to grab tissues.
Because of Bumpy.
Because I wipe our tears.
Bumpy the dog.
The tears were just... I think we were both overtired.
I don't know. It was funny.
It was hilarious. What if she has a cat, too?
If she had a cat. I mean, I would totally believe it.
Call him Snuffy.
See, Bumpy is the type of dog. He's small enough to go in her purse.
Yep.
And go around with her. But the cat.
She's got a bubble backpack with the bubble.
With the cat bubble. There you go. She's got her Dolce Gabbana bag.
Yeah.
With the puppy in it.
And her Louis Vuitton bubble.
And the bubble. Backpack. Yep. Backpack. And then there's a cat in it.
Yep.
That has one blind eye. you know?
Yeah, there you go.
One, she's rescued it.
Or both, and it's just staring.
No, no, she rescued it. Yeah. It's got one blind eye, so it's got like one white eye.
No bottom jaw. Just hangs, the tongue hangs like this.
Yeah, the tongue just hanging out. No, the jaw's there, but the tongue just kind of hangs out. Like, remember, you know those dogs that have the tongue just kind of hangs out? This cat has a tongue that hangs out, you know? Stubby tail.
She's got cat litter in it.
It's like a long-haired but short-haired cat.
It's got dingleberries all over it.
She's like, I can't get them. He just didn't let me touch his butt.
He doesn't let me snip it. I got scissors, but he just didn't let me. Mm. He's so stupid. My name's Chantel. Hi, I'm a dingleberry cutter. Snip, snip.
Well, like, what would his name be?
I don't know.
I think it would be
Schuster.
I don't know. So we got Bumpy. Bumps.
Yep.
Wait, is it Bumps or Bumpy?
We can call him either way.
Either way, but
just like because we always give our dogs nicknames, so Bumps and Bumpy.
So the cat's name is Lumps. Lumpy.
It's got one lump here on its head.
Yeah, one little tiny lump.
Yep.
You know, like in. We call him Lumpy, like in
and a hanging ear.
what's that movie? With Lumpy. He's it's why can't I think of it? It's like greatest one of the greatest ones. Where he's Scrooged.
Oh yeah.
Scrooged.
Yes, that was a good movie.
Yes.
I thought it was funny.
It was.
Some people didn't like that movie, but I did.
It was funny. I mean, for the time, it's time. Like, you got to remember, it was like, what?
80s.
Was it? Early 90s? Maybe late early 80s, 90s. Maybe?
Yeah, maybe early 90s.
I don't know. Scrooged? I think it was, it might have been in the 90s. It was still funny. It was still funny.
I loved it.
It was good. Yeah. I loved how he was like, he got spooked by the death character.
Yep.
That was fake. Yep. And then thought the real death character, like the death guy, thought the real one was the fake one. So he was messing with him, and then he opened up his robe, and it was just people screaming.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, oh, that was great."
Talk about a flasher.
Oh, they did really well with you. They did a good job.
Congratulations.
They did a good job with your special effects. That's pretty scary.
Yeah, you're terrifying. Love the chains. Great ambiance.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude, so I did watch the new scary movie.
Obsession?
No, it's the scary movie.
Oh, I hated that movie.
Yeah, well, I want to see it for myself to see. Yeah. And you were right. So the only funny parts were what was in the trailer.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, it's not funny.
I mean, I giggled a little. But like,
I might have smirked, but I think that's it.
But like, and it was only at the parts that really they showed in the trailer. Like, it wasn't really that funny.
Yeah, they didn't.
I was like,
I don't know who. I mean, I thought the Wayans brothers were funnier than that.
They usually are, but and that's
was
the thing. Like,
what happened?
The rumor on the rumor mill is that they want to make a White Chicks 2.
Yeah,
but they were gonna wait because they wanted to see what kind of, you know, reaction they would have to the new scary movie.
Yeah.
And if it's good at the box office, this is what I read, then they were going to go forward with the White Chicks 2. And I'm like, oh, man. So you should have done way better. You've done way better in the past.
Yeah.
Like, this wasn't that funny.
No, this was not. They didn't
I think it was all the political nonsense that was in it.
Yeah.
Just leave that out of it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a scary movie. Make it funny. I didn't even understand the part with her. I just didn't understand it. I was just like, what?
Some of it was from, okay, so we had the new, Final Destination Bloodlines.
Yeah.
So some of that was attributed to that.
Yeah.
Like finding mom in the woods.
Yeah.
Or in the cabin or whatever. So, I mean, I was picking out the movies. That's the only thing that I was having fun with. I was like, you know, as it was going forward, I was like, okay, that movie is this. That one's this. They're doing this movie.
They should have put, like, Evil Dead in there or something. Like, Evil Dead Rise.
I watched the new one.
Did you like it?
No, actually, I didn't watch it. I'm waiting for it.
I watched
it. I'm waiting for it, yeah.
I watched it.
But I did watch The Mummy.
The Mummy was good.
I liked it.
That was so good.
I watched that.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even pause it. I actually watched it. I didn't even look at my phone.
You have Peacock, right?
Yeah, I do.
Obsession's on Peacock.
Well, I've seen Obsession.
Oh, you've seen it already?
Yeah.
Oh, told you she was nuts.
Yeah.
And nobody understood the ending. I'm like, how do you not understand the ending? The guy even said it on the phone.
I watched the extras on that, too. Like, they talked about how they did it. And the guy who created it, yeah. He's young.
Yeah.
You know, and it's something that he created actually a long time ago, I guess. And he was putting in it. And he's friends with most of the people that are in it.
Yeah.
She was really good at her job, basically. Yeah, she did an awesome. And so when she did her parts, a lot of times, like, they didn't know what she was going to do because she wouldn't do or reveal what she was going to do in that scene. Mm-hmm. So all of the reactions that you would see were real. So whenever she did something where she screamed or she did, like, she never told them what she was going to do or they never practiced it in a way. So she just did it, and that was the first time them seeing her do it. So their reaction to that was a real reaction. It was a real reaction. So it was more real than
my favorite part,
than acted on.
My favorite part in that movie where she's in the corner, and then she comes out, and he's like, "Where are you?" Like that, and then she has the flowers, and she's just standing there holding them. He's like, "What are you doing?" Like that, she's like, "Nothing." And then he just puts it down. She's like, "I'm just going to go to bed." And I'm like, "What the heck,
man?" Yeah, it's creepy. Yeah, so like all of those things so that's the way that she works.
Yep.
Is she doesn't tell them what she's going to do in the scene. So she just does it. I know that the part where the car window breaks,
yeah.
They had a hard time with that. They had a few of the sugar glass that was made. Few pieces made just in case, and they had to. The last piece was the last chance, which actually worked out.
Yeah, she so messed cool. her up in that car.
Oh, I know. I hated like, that too. Dang. I liked her. I was like, man.
Yeah, I was like, she's cool.
She was cool. Yeah, she was so cool.
I was like, okay. And when he was eating the cat, that was funny. I'm sorry.
Oh, I know.
That was hilarious. He was like, you can't do that.
You can't cook the cat.
He's like, well, gonna go to work now. And he turns and looks at the door.
I know, it's all taped up. It's saran wrap and duct tape.
What are you doing, honey? He's like, trying to get out the door. Well, maybe you shouldn't go to work. Maybe you should stay.
Mm.
No. Oh, my God. That was...
Have you seen The Passenger?
I haven't seen that yet.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's a really creepy movie. And it's... even more creepier because there are some highways in Massachusetts that are creepy, that are ghosty. And one of the folklores on one of the highways in Massachusetts, it's out east a bit, is that people have reported driving on this highway and seeing a guy that looks like a lumberjack. He's got a red beard and, you know, but he looks like a lumberjack.
Yeah.
And he's thumbing. No one, you know, a lot of people don't stop to pick up hitchhikers these days, you know what I mean? But some people reported, like, they'll drive past him and then they'll see him in the back seat in their mirror and then turn to look and he's not there. So, like, it's just, he just vanishes.
Yeah.
That's creepy to some people. And I don't know, you know, their experience is their experience. So it happened to them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was along the lines of something very similar to, you know, haunted highways. But it also made me think twice about the van life. But I mean, not really, because so they used some information that was real,
yep,
and then built off of that.
So I was gonna watch it the other day, and then I was like, because I heard about it.
It's definitely creepy.
I watched this guy on Instagram. Funny thing, his name's Chuck, and he's a horror fanatic, and he'll tell you a whole bunch of movies that you need to watch. There's this one called The Hem, but I can't find it.
The Hem?
Yeah, and it looks terrifying. The one I want to see is called The Other Mother.
Oh, did I watch? Yeah, that's, Trin sent that to me.
Yeah.
The trailer
but
for that.
They say it's terrible. The guy, that other guy I watched, said it was horrifying. It was not even scary. It was trash. And I was like, don't tell me that.
I know. Well, I mean,
I'm going to watch it for myself.
You watch it anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it anyways. But,
I still think we should take, like, go a couple times a month to the movies and watch like the new whatever comes out or what comes out that's scary.
Yeah,
because we love it. Horror, and yeah. then review it. Like yeah, we go to the movie theater and do it. I mean, plus we need to hang out more.
Yeah, we should do it.
But we should make it. We should make that like a thing that we do each month. I don't know. Like at least like one or two movies.
Yeah,
if we can,
we could do that. What movies are coming out?
I don't know.
I know Evil Dead Burns out. I can't stand that movie.
I'm waiting for that. I purchased it. So it's something I pre-purchased that I wait and I'm waiting for it to drop.
Okay, don't get me wrong. I like it, but it's not like Evil Dead. It's like Evil Dead, but it's not Evil Dead.
Yeah. So the creator,
I don't know how that goes, but
so the creator of Evil Dead, the new Evil Deads.
Yeah.
It's Eric. I think Eric Cronin, right?
Yes.
He's the same guy that created The Mummy.
Yeah.
So. If you watch The Mummy, and you're like, and I'm sitting through it, and I'm like, wow, this has Evil Dead feels all throughout.
Yeah.
Like, big time. And then I realized that Eric Cronin was the same guy that did the newer Evil Deads.
Yeah, he did the Evil Dead Burn is good, but it's not the way I wanted it.
You expected something different.
I loved Evil Dead Rise.
Yeah, that was really good.
Evil Dead is gory. It's always gory. But Evil Dead Burn, Evil Dead Burn was gory, but it wasn't...
It wasn't what you expected it to be.
Yeah, it wasn't like they weren't the demons that they were in the other Evil Deads. Where they're way too nice. Like, why are you nice? Stop it.
Yeah.
I just thought the part where she takes her teeth out of her mouth and puts them in her mouth.
Oh, in The Mummy?
No. She.
Oh, they do that in The Mummy.
Yeah, she takes it out. Takes the old lady's teeth out, holds them in her hand, puts them in her mouth. The Evil Dead girl, and then takes them out of her mouth and says, "This will help you." And puts them back in her mouth. And she's just like staring at her. And then all of a sudden she turns into an Evil Dead, and then she's creepy, but I don't know.
This will help you.
Yeah.
Sure will.
To me.
Yeah. I watched The Mummy, and then I was like, and Trin wasn't home. She had gone to a friend's house and where it was pet sitting for them. And so when she got back, I was like, you got to watch this movie with me.
Yeah.
It's you gotta watch this movie.
It's so good.
If I watch a movie that she hasn't seen, or she's like been pet sitting, or she's house sitting, or whatever, as soon as she comes home, I'm like, so I watch this movie. We gotta watch it.
We're gonna watch them all together.
Because I watch shows with her, right? We watch shows. I'm catching her up on some of the Dexters and everything. So when she's gone, I can't watch them. I gotta not watch Dexter, you know, or any of the other shows. So I'm like, I'm trying to find movies and stuff. There's this one that I found is so weird. It's called Back Rooms.
That's the best room. That's good.
Yeah, it's so. I watched it twice.
Yeah, I did too.
And there's still things in it. And I'm like, wait a second. But
you should play the game. That's even worse.
Yeah, I imagine it would be.
I played it and I was like, I don't like this game because I get like around the corner and I'm like, okay, and I go and then I hear goosh goosh and I turn around and I'm like, no, I don't know where to go.
That's funny.
But yeah.
Where would you go? But that's a weird psychological thriller.
Yeah, it was good. I liked
Back Rooms.
I liked it.
I liked it. It was just so
I mean it wasn't
it had you thinking, like, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't a movie that I would go in the theaters to see, but it was a movie I would watch
streaming, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I didn't mind it. There was parts and I were like, yeah, it's stupid. But anyway,
well, I don't know. Like, I was just, I got when the people like that were in there,
yeah,
like were just standing or sitting or the guy in the wheelchair and the lamp.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was funny. I didn't expect what he did.
Yeah, I didn't either. I was like, hey, well, okay.
I didn't expect that at all.
I was like, sure, rewind that. Why?
that was kind of creepy.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think that was the point. No one expects it.
Nope.
The guy that's sitting at the table.
Yeah.
He's got like six eyes.
Yep. And then the woman with half, well, her face was like sideways or something.
Yeah, yeah. Like it was moving.
Yeah.
Like slow motion moving.
Yep. It was creepy. Wasn't it supposed to be the woman he was with?
Maybe.
I think. I don't really. Maybe I'm wrong, but. I thought that was the person he was supposed to be with. Oh, we have a minute, so guess what we got to do.
Oh, no.
Boo.
Boo. No. So we talked movies for you. We haven't done that in a while.
All right. Yeah, so here's our cool theme music. So anyways, we want to say to Anna and Troy, we cannot wait till you guys get married. We're super excited. Can't wait for the wedding tomorrow. I'm proud of you guys. Love you both. Hope you guys...
Same.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I will cry. I know I will.
Your guys are going to whimper when I read the thing. So...
The speech.
Just the toast. And then you're going to laugh, too. But anyways.
Oh, boy.
Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Night, Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 Lee.
Have a good rest of your afternoon, guys. Have a good one.